Pickaxe.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Strifles podcast.
We're back.
So glad to have you back.
Holy crap, we're back.
It's wonderful to be here. It's actually the coldest day
ever
in the UK.
Okay, listen, it's so fucking cold outside today. I walked my kids to school. I didn't wear gloves. I didn't even wear pants.
You normally wear shorts.
I wore shorts, yeah. Because
did
I
you
always
wear
them
today.
I always wear them, and the school's like 2 minutes away, right? Like, so it's just like it's not worth getting changed like to go. And you know, my legs getting cold isn't really a problem, but my hands were so cold when I got back.
Mm.
I washed my hands because you know hygiene, also COVID. You know, we just wash our hands every time we enter the house now. I go to wash my hands, and you know when you turn the taps on and the water runs cold for a while before it heats up or whatever?
Right.
Mm. That cold water was warm on my hands. Like, my hands actually warmed up a bit with the cold water.
So, let me just understand. You actually wore shorts outside today.
So,
yeah, I did,
okay,
yeah.
Sips Every is day. Like a polar explorer, okay? He walks out of his house basically naked.
Yeah.
That's not what polar explorers do. This is why Scott of the Antarctic died, because he thought like you do.
He was wearing shorts.
Yeah.
Wore his shorts
well,
up
you know
to the
what?
North Pole.
No, but he's you know what they were dressed like? I'm sure they were all dressed like properly in furs and stuff, but I can imagine you coming back with like the beard full of icicles and
come on. It's like -3 here this morning. It wasn't like
that's
too
fucking
bad.
Freezing.
It's
fucking
cold. I know it's cold.
You
okay,
Canadians and the cold. You're like,
no, listen,
it's pretty cold.
It's a 2 minute walk up to the school. It's a 2 minute walk. Like it takes no time at all.
Mm.
There's not even really enough time to get cold. My hands, like I said, my hands were cold. My legs were not cold. There's no point in putting on jeans or whatever because I just had my shorts on anyway.
Right.
And also, what about like, you know, women who wear like skirts and dresses to work and
they
stuff?
They wear stockings.
Okay, but still, like, I mean, I got leg hair, like tons of it. So that's got to count for something.
I would love it if your leg hair was as thick as a pair of stockings, just like a luxuriant carpet of hair upon
leg. It's a decent
cover.
And that
has like little beardy icicles in it, like explorers do.
Yeah. Like little ice balls like forming on my pubis.
You know Sir Ranulph Fiennes, the explorer, who, as far as I can tell,
not personally, no, but
okay. I as far as I can tell, he calls himself an explorer, but pretty sure we found everything on the surface of the earth that isn't underwater. So
yeah,
I guess he's just like one of these, like, well, I'm going to do it in a week because nobody's done it that short before. You know, so he's like, one of those guys.
Don't talk to me unless you're planning on, you know, exploring the bottom of the deepest part of the ocean, which nobody's been to yet. Come on, it's been done.
We just fly a satellite over there.
You were born in the wrong generation. All of it's been done already. Like your job now is to figure out ways to get either off the planet more efficiently, to explore other lands, or you need to explore under the ocean and find the aliens that live down there that are controlling our brains and stuff. Because we everything else is done, right?
I mean,
even
I
like the Galapagos,
are,
everything it's been found.
But there is I know there's some jungle areas where like they still occasionally find the old undiscovered tribe sort of thing.
Yeah.
But they're not like properly undiscovered. Like we know they're there, we just haven't talked to them.
Man, I wonder if they've ever been to the bottom of Titicaca. Like, that's a big one.
What's Titicaca?
It's a massive
lake
in South America,
right?
Yeah.
I'm sure they have. That's not even that deep, is it?
I wonder if there's any point, though. Like, I wonder who decided one day, like, you know what, boys? That's it. Fuck it. We're going to the bottom of Titicaca. Like, you know what I mean? I just can't. I can't see it.
Isn't it? Lake Baikal is like, I can't remember. It's a very large percentage of the Earth's fresh water is in this lake. Like, it's like 20% or something stupid. It's so big. I'm pretty sure they've mapped
what's
a lot of that.
What's the one that feeds the what's the one that feeds the Nile? Isn't it like what's it called?
Lake Victoria?
Victoria, I think. I don't know how that one works, but
they
been to the bottom
of
that one?
Surely they've renamed it. Surely they don't call it Lake Victoria. I mean, that was clearly our idea. Like,
what
do you call this lake? And the guy's like, oh, we call that one. And he's like, because it's called Lake Victoria.
Yeah, it's like a colonial power move back in the day.
Just renaming shit.
Yeah,
called different names in other countries. Nam Lolwe.
There you go. Nam Lolwe.
Nam Lolwe.
Alubale.
Right.
Or Uke Rareware. Maybe they can't decide what they want to call it, so that's why.
Well,
it hasn't
no,
been
I think
renamed,
it's more
you know?
So that the people that named those places in the first place are the like originating people of those places, and everybody around there probably knew it as that for like thousands of years or whatever.
I think it's so
and then
big.
The British showed up and said, "Let's name it Victoria, like we name everything else." And
don't the French have a different name for the channel? They call it something else, right?
Yeah, they call it the squeeze or something.
Right. So you could say the same thing about the English Channel, that, you know, different people that are next to it have different names for it.
Like, well, yeah, I mean, like, in French, like, okay, the St. Lawrence River in Canada is Le Fleuve Saint-Laurent, which is, like, a little bit different, you know? Like, they wouldn't say Lawrence, for example. Mm. They would say Laurent. And spelt differently as well. Yeah. But it's a name, so it should be spelt the same, but it's different. I mean, it's just every country has their own, you know, language and way of referring
it's
to
called,
something.
It's called La Manche.
Like, not everybody calls it the moon, for example.
What do they call it?
You know,
Tony.
La Lune.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then in Spanish, it's probably like El Muno or whatever, you know? Like,
yeah.
El Muno.
In Poland, it's probably the Moonski. Like, you know, I'm not racist at all. I'm just saying, like, everybody's got their own ways.
You see this, like, I think jellyfish is one of those things, isn't it? Like, we call it jellyfish, but everyone else, in the, like, calls it a Medusa. In every other language, it's
like courgette, zucchini, aubergine, eggplant. Like, you know, there's always different words for.
So
that's the same thing.
So Ranulf Fiennes. I want to talk about his fingers. He went to either the North or South Pole. They're both very cold.
He walked across the South Pole and he went up Everest when he was 70 something.
Right.
So he's 65.
So
he did
one of these missions that he set himself.
The first person to completely cross Antarctica on foot.
There you go. So when they were doing that, at one point I think they had to get their GPS thing out and they couldn't work it with their gloves on. So he had to take a glove off just for a tiny bit to get this thing working and then put his glove back on. And in that short time, he got frostbite and lost. That's why his hands are all fucked up from that. Like, he's got stumpy little ends of fingers because he lost them all to frostbite. Now, as we're talking about exploration and how, let's be honest, just saying I was the first one to do it on foot. I mean, is that worth losing your fingers for? And if so, what motivates someone to the point where for the rest of their life, they're going to essentially have a disability that they only have because they did this stupid
I don't think he intended it. But you know there's going to be risks when you do these things.
Yeah, you know there's going to be risks.
But,
okay, is it worth you losing your finger for it nowadays? Like if it was the first thing you ever explored? Maybe. You know, you might get like... You might get like some big ups, like you're killing it, Kings, on like the net or whatever, like Twitter or whatever. Like, now you're so intrepid, you're fucking killing it, bro, out there exploring everything. But like back then, you know what I mean? Like, hey guys, I found a new lake. Fuck you! There's no lakes. You know what I mean? Like they didn't want to find anything back then. They were just
back when
they were not interested. Back when we were discovering everything, it was just like
we were discovering so much.
This is where the dragons live. Right. Don't go there. You know, like it was like I don't think you would get like the you know you're killing it, Kings. Like back then, you know, like I think people would have thought that you were some sort of magician or maybe a witch or something who discovered like where the dragons live.
Maybe in the Dark Ages.
Explorers got some big ups. They were meeting the queens. Columbus was like hanging out with all the royal courts.
Eventually they were. Eventually. But like, remember when the Vikings discovered when they discovered England for the first time? The other Vikings were like, what the fuck are you guys doing? You can't fucking go on the sea. Loki will kill you, and you know what I mean. Like they were not having it.
That was a long time ago. Though.
They changed.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Ranulf Fiennes was like this century or last.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like it's probably okay nowadays to lose a finger.
I'm just saying.
But like back then, I don't think it would have been worth it because I think most people
totally
would have just been like, "Fucking serves you right for going into the dragon's den or whatever," you know. But
Loki
nowadays,
bit your fucking
like,
fingers off, dude. Fucking
nowadays,
Loki.
It's like, well, fuck, I've never left my house before because I just play games all day. So this guy going outside, well, you know,
yeah,
it's a bit different.
Well, I actually totally get what you're saying, P-Flex. Like, if you were like, if the only thing left was like, you know, visit the South Pole, hold like carrying a washing machine. Do you know what I mean? If that was like, I was the first person to visit the South Pole. with a cat. And it's like such a dumb, it's like a dumb record. You know, that's what we've got like, to, though.
Yeah, but because the spirit of those explorers that wanted to go out and do that stuff is obviously, it's a human spirit. It's alive in people. But when there's nothing left to explore on Earth, they have to come up with, like, Guinness World Record style. I was the first to visit the bottom of the Mariana Trench whilst juggling. You know, it's it, like you said, it's going to be.
And, but then they do other things too. And they're like, these are the first juggling balls at the bottom of the Mariana Trench. The first juggling ball and the second juggling ball and the third juggling ball.
First man to meme at the bottom of Lake Titicaca.
The first Zoom conversation at the bottom of Titicaca. We've got the first 3G wireless internet connection connected to a phone at the bottom of Lake Titicaca. It's like, just keeps going, like these dumb, continuous garbage. Second tweet taken from the bottom of the Titicaca, because that was done on the expedition of Ranulf Fiennes and his cat when they went down there in 1700. It's like, fuck, what? Why do we know this? Why do we need to know?
My experience memeing at the bottom of Lake Titicaca, read more. And then there's a link to like a big notepad document or something like that outlines all the memes.
Sad thing is that kind of stuff would be the last bulletin on the news, and it would only be the regional news. So it would be like, and now on Anglia Tonight, you know, here we Ranulf Fiennes managed to take poo at the bottom of a hill that had not been
Read a news article that was like kind of interesting for once, and a little bit upbeat for once as well. It was on BBC News, and it was the story about a 117-year-old woman who lived to see her 117th birthday after overcoming COVID.
Shout out.
That's unbelievable.
Shout out.
Shout out to her.
That
117 years old. I mean, that's crazy. That is nuts. That's the kind of shit I want to hear.
That's
too old.
That is too old.
But that's interesting. Like, it's interesting enough to be newsworthy. It's a lot more interesting than the rest of the garbage that they shovel down our throats.
Do you reckon at that age, you're just so wrinkled and wizened you're basically a statue?
Okay,
and
think
you're
about
immune
how
to
sore your knees
like
are
COVID.
Right now. Like, you're not even 40 yet, Lewis. I'm just 40.
It's like COVID goes into their system, and it's like these veins are filled with dust. We can't penetrate this.
Oh, man.
By the way, I'm not saying, and we're not saying, that we shouldn't go exploring and adventuring and do stuff.
I feel like we're
living in a world, though, where there's not much to explore, if you like that. We've mapped the world with satellites. We know what's going on. You know, obviously the solar system, if someone goes to Mars, the first man on Mars, that'll be a pretty big achievement.
Of course, that's
right?
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, we've already sent like technology to Mars, though. Like, they have mapped a bit of Mars already. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As much as they can.
I think, you know, there's quite a lot of satellites around. A lot of things that probes have been sent over there, taking a lot of pictures. We have a very good idea of what's there.
Yeah, yeah. But so, we haven't seen the secret cloning vats like beneath the surface. We can't penetrate the crust just yet. But man, once we do and we blow that baby open, oh shit, watch out.
Would you have wanted to live in the great age of explorers when people were like going to New Guinea and exploring the jungles and hacking
not
through?
Not really, because they were going to these places, they were turning up and they were like crippled with disease and stuff. Like, it was just like it was not a great time. Don't get me wrong, it must have been exciting, but news traveled very slowly back then. So like maybe once in your lifetime you would hear about this kind of stuff, and even then you wouldn't understand it too much because you're probably like peasant folk or whatever.
There were no pictures either.
No,
like,
exactly.
It was all just, and they have located some
just
new
wasn't,
lands.
It just wasn't that glamorous or glorious at all, because like they would turn up and they would start mingling with the people from these other continents, and they would just swap diseases instantly because neither of them had immunity to each other's, you know, regional diseases or whatever. And everybody would just like die and be, you know what I mean? I wouldn't want to live during that time at all. Like, exciting as maybe it would be sometimes, it would be miserable most of the time.
Well,
I think.
I think there's certain people. I mean, obviously, Ranulf Fiennes is this guy who was originally some sort of baronet, wasn't he? And, you know, his actual name is Ranulf Twistleton Wickham Fiennes.
Fuck
you know what I mean?
Off.
Yeah.
And so he's one of these people who's always been in this sort of great aristocratic family, you know.
His name is Twistleton Wickham.
His father was, you know, Lieutenant Colonel Sir Ranulph Twistleton Wickhamfines. Do you know what I mean? And he was a commander of the Royal Grey, Royal Scots Greys. And so he has this history of adventure, really, of being a sort of, I don't know, kind of, a, I guess, a old school macho kind of epic man of doing things and doing marathons and exploring and leading people to looking at things and going up and kind of just like, it's like having, I've been on a gap year and going to Peru, except you're doing it as a job.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like what we've done with playing games and turned it into a job on YouTube and Twitch. But he did it with like fun stuff, you know, and being a hero. I mean, it's got to feel pretty good to be a hero and take a hovercraft up the Nile and fucking go, you know, or climb a glacier in Norway, you know. I mean, there's got to be some like camaraderie as well between like the crew of like big army men that you break, like the SAS men that you take up there and stuff. But man, like I think that he must know the dangers and the risks. He must have encountered these things. Fines and like known that he might have gotten frostbite. It actually says here, he attempted to, in 2000, he attempted to walk solo and unsupported to the North Pole. But his sleds fell through some ice and he had to pull them out by hand, which is when he sustained severe frostbite to the tips of all of his fingers on his left hand.
I saw it. He was on a breakfast, like one of the breakfast Good Morning Britain things. And that was when he told the story about how he had to take his glove off to do the GPS thing.
So Wikipedia is wrong, in fact.
Or I'm wrong. Let's be quite honest.
Well,
I may have misremembered
it. Say it. Anyway,
he did say something about a glove.
On returning
home.
And he
said something about GPS,
listen,
I swear.
Listen to this. Did he tell this? On returning home, his surgeon insisted that the necrotic blackened fingertips be retained for several months before amputation, allowing as much regrowing of remaining healthy tissue as possible. But impatient at the pain the dying fingertips caused, he cut them off himself with an electric fret saw.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
It takes a certain kind of man to
do
that,
fucking
doesn't it?
Not.
What about
it
that dude that like cut his own leg off because it was trapped in a boulder?
He didn't have a choice. It
I
was
know.
His
this
arm.
Is in the year 2000,
yeah.
Guys. I mean, can you imagine just being such in year 2000 and a baron, Sir Ranulph Fiennes, going into your garage and being like, oh, this is really annoying.
No. Here's what happened. He's sitting there with his wife watching telly. Yeah. They're watching Strictly. And he's like, oh, these blasted fingers. Oh, just... the doctor said to leave them alone, Sir Ranulph Wickham Twistleton Fiennes. These blasted fingers. I'm going to the shed. No, don't do it. I'm going to the shed. Woman, don't follow me. Make me a cup of tea. And he went to the shed and she heard... clunk. Conk, and then he came back in with his fingers. There, send those to the blasted doctor if he wants to look after them. You keep the blasted things. And he
where's that cup of tea?
Oh my god, that's like me every day.
How much have I missed? What have I missed?
Like that every day.
Is she still dancing? I hate that woman.
Has Claudia spoken yet? Get her bloody haircut. The fringe.
Oh my god.
That fringe is ludicrous.
It's fucking stupid, is it? She looks like fucking Joey Ramone. Like, does she not have a fucking mirror? It's crazy.
Dude,
what the fuck is she doing?
Listen to me. If you're going to have a go at Claudia Winkleman, you're going to anger an awful lot of people.
Really?
Including Mrs. F.
Oh,
don't
okay.
go there, buddy. Don't
sorry.
Go there.
Sorry.
Okay,
I mean, I'm
there.
Just saying, like, I mean, she... Do you know what? I don't really, like, watch anything with her in it, so, like, she doesn't really, you know, either way, but every time I see her, I just think, like, she's just gonna bust out Blitzkrieg Bop or something, you know? Like, it just... I find she just has, like, that mop, you know? The Ramones mop.
Requires a lot of upkeep.
Yeah, it's really... It's lockdown. It's caused it to get out of control. I guess all these celebrities have got no idea of what they look like anymore because they're not dressed in the same way every day by the same person, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Talking of TV shows and celebrities, I was skeptical about the TV show Masked Singer when it came out.
Oh, I've seen that like
Let
often.
I've heard of it.
Let me tell you, I love this show.
The only thing I heard about it is that it's kind of like a shit reality TV show where people sing in costumes.
It is. It's like guilty pleasure bad TV, isn't it? Like it's not.
It's actually pretty bants. And it's very funny.
Yeah.
And what happens is they have the celebrities, like 9 or 10 of them or something, and they have these costumes on, and genuinely, no one knows who they are apart from like a handful of senior executives at ITV or whoever's in charge of the show. The presenters don't know. The panelists don't know. There's no leaks. It's like when they go anywhere in the studio. They're in costume. They are not approachable. Like, you do not know who these people are. Mm-hmm. So, because otherwise people would be, you know, nowadays, be on their fucking phone snapping it and leaking it and
stuff.
Sure. So when you see the unveiling, the fun of it is that you get, as the audience, you're watching, and they give clues about who it might be, and they'll talk about their past, and, you know, I'm someone who's perhaps used, you know, to not showing their face, and they sort of modulate their voice and everything.
Yeah.
When you get one right, it's a good feeling, let me tell you. There was this one, Lenny Henry has already gone out this season, and I was like, that's fucking Lenny Henry. Yeah. I know that's Lenny Henry. And of course it was Lenny Henry. It was unmistakable. Yeah. It was Sue Perkins.
Was he just making jokes that weren't funny the whole time, and that was the giveaway?
Well, he could have been on this podcast.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
He was just, the songs he chose to sing and the way he sang was very obviously Lenny Henry. But Sue Perkins, of Great British Bake Off fame and Mel and Sue fame, she was great. She could really sing beautifully.
I mean, it's all right when it's somebody that you know, but like the problem is with those shows is they try to get a lot of people on, you know, like to make the show go on for longer.
Right.
And then you end up with like Boris Johnson's sister and stuff. And it's like, okay, well, I'm never going to guess who this is because I don't fucking know who this is. You know what I mean?
Like, you're absolutely right. And I think that was obviously, I think that was that's a classic pitfall in, you know, turning on like celebrity Big Brother. And wondering, am I just watching normal Big Brother? Because
no,
I don't know any
Celebrity Big
of these
Brother
people,
and
right?
All of those celebrity shows, the way they work is there's like one or two big ticket celebrities that kind of like carry the rest of the show, right? It's like
it doesn't even
one
have
or two
to
really
be like
big
a
names,
big ticket.
And then,
it just has to be someone with a big reputation.
Yeah.
Right,
someone
right.
that you fucking may have well have heard of,
yeah.
you know?
And then a bunch of other people that you've never heard of, or they're like extras on Hollyoaks or something like that. And it's just like, okay, I have no idea who this is. Like,
well, I
unless
think,
you...
yeah, the Masked Singer had to pick people who... because they can't have it when someone takes the mask off and no one fucking knows who they are. And it's Johnny Bilbo. He's the star of Misfits.
He's a mate
on Channel 4.
He's a mate of mine.
What?
Yeah.
Like, fucking
right, so,
well,
so here are the people from
you
the first series.
You fucking dissing Johnny Bilbo, you son of a bitch?
Patsy Palmer, who was on EastEnders.
Yes.
Right?
That was Bianca, right? On EastEnders.
Right. Alan Johnson, former MP. He might
okay,
even still be
sure,
an MP.
Yeah.
Justin Hawkins, who was the lead singer of The Darkness.
Yeah.
Remember The Darkness?
I believe it.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
On The Masked Singer?
Yeah, yeah. He went out in the third week. Like, he did not do... He was not particularly good.
I don't think he's a very good singer.
Teddy Sheringham, for legendary England footballer.
Okay, so far so good. I actually know who all these
all
people
right.
are.
So, Khalees, you know, My Milkshake and all that. Yeah. Skin.
I've heard of her. I don't know what she looks like.
Okay.
No, so I've heard of her as well.
Skin, who was the singer for Skunk and Nancy, who were around in the 90s, if you remember them.
No idea.
I think I recognize her as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. Bald.
Jake
bald
Shears,
woman.
Who is the lead singer of The Scissor Sisters.
Right.
Denise Van Outen.
Yeah, Denise
I know
Van Outen's just
is.
On everything now.
Holy
right.
shit.
She was excellent. CeeLo Green.
Yeah,
remember
CeeLo
him?
Green, yeah.
We all know him. He's an actual...
Right.
Fuck you, too.
Right. Catherine Jenkins, the opera singer. She was excellent. Jason Manford, who is apparently a comedian. I have never heard of him.
I don't know who Catherine Jenkins
Jason,
is,
he,
sorry.
Is he like a northern guy? Or is he like
I don't think so. He kind of looks like a budget... McIntyre. He's like budget McIntyre.
Yes, yeah, I know who you.
Jason
I know,
Manford's great.
Yeah, I know.
But
who
he can
Jason
sing.
Is, yeah.
Not that actual McIntyre also represents value for money, because I hate him too. But what I'm saying is Manford is like a budget version of something I also don't like. Okay,
McIntyre
right.
overall,
He's
I don't like that much. But he does have his moments. He can be
They're
kind
fine.
Of funny.
And Nicola Roberts, who was a singer with. I can't remember what group she was in, but she was incredible.
Right,
she was
right.
in Girls Aloud. She was
Aloud,
so
right.
fucking good.
But which
really
one
sing.
Is she? The Irish one?
She's the redhead.
Oh, the redhead.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
right.
yeah.
Sure.
But she was brilliant.
Sure.
I mean, that's fair enough. But I feel like that every season would not be like that, and that's not really star studded. They're fair enough. It's people that I know. Like I'm not even.
I think that's a lot better than
it's
the
a lot
normal
better than
season
most.
Of celebrity.
Like,
anything.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like I'm a Celebrity. Get Me Out of Here is like an average season of that show. Like,
right, right.
That cast absolutely blows it out of the water. Like,
yeah, I mean they're not going to get fucking Tom Cruise on. You know what
no.
I mean? You've got to get a celebrity that's not busy. Which is quite difficult if they're mega, mega popular and famous.
Yeah, yeah.
But equally, they have. This is the other tricky bit. They have to be able to sing, or at least reasonably. They can't just turn up and go, "And I will always
but
love
it's,
you."
But it's interesting to think,
you know?
Though. You'd never get like your Tom Cruise or somebody like that on a show like that, because they've had these successful careers that they're just sort of like either still going with or
right.
they've completely retired and they're just not doing anything anymore, right?
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of these people, like especially if like you're on a soap or something, you might be on a big soap for like a couple of years or whatever. But then when you're written out, you're like, okay, well, I still need to work, I guess. Like, I mean, it's not, I'm not comfortable enough to really just stop working right now.
Yeah.
It must be kind of hard to like find work, you know, because everybody recognizes you, like, especially like Bianca from EastEnders. Like, I don't think I've seen her in anything else. And it's probably because everybody just knows her as Bianca from EastEnders.
Yeah,
right?
It's tough.
It's like Joey from Friends, you know, like.
Exactly.
He's never going to get another job other than being Joey on Friends.
I mean, you know, the weird thing is like Ross on Friends, right?
Yeah, he went on to do a couple of things. Like he was in Band of Brothers.
He's actually a good actor. He's a good actor.
He's been in other stuff, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we got Sophie Ellis Bextor. She went out in week one. Then Mel B of the Spice Girls. She
oh
went out.
Wow.
Wait, this is the same season? All these
this
people?
This is second season. Second
oh, this
season.
Is second season, right.
Martine McCutcheon, formerly of EastEnders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lots
yeah.
Of Tiffany from EastEnders. This is like a who's who of my fucking 90s.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Jesus.
But no, this is the thing. These are all people who probably peaked in the 90s, haven't done anything since, and now need these shows to like either make a comeback or just have something to do.
So number four will surprise you. Glenn Hoddle was on it. Glenn Hoddle, the footballer and former manager, England manager. He was a giant grandfather clock, which was bizarre.
Right.
I have heard of
him. So John Thompson, who I know him, he was on The Far Show.
Yeah, John Thompson, yeah. He was like a kind of, he was sort of like the Tom Sizemore of like The Fast Show, right? He was just like, not like a leading character, but he was just always in it.
He was.
You'd recognize him from stuff.
Like, he's been in tons of stuff, so much stuff.
He's funny. He's very funny.
So this will get you. Viking. That was the costume. Morten Harkett of Aha, and he sang "Take on Me" as Viking. Like, so you didn't know who it was, but people were saying it's Morten Harkett. But it wasn't a very good version of "Take on Me" because he's quite old now.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, eh? I mean,
but he tried his best, but it just wasn't
he must have been
good.
Playing it for 30 years at events and gigs and stuff, and as a result, it kind of it's either gotten corrupted
by that. I mean, that's what Rick Astley's doing.
Or...
Apparently, Rick Astley is still massively popular for like his. His old target demographic, who are now older, still like go out in droves to his concerts and stuff. And it's
plus,
just
I'm
like
sure lots of people go for the meme.
Like he's just you know same old shit, and they love him.
I reckon
and
there's probably like a big, there's probably like a massive like old people group and a massive young people group.
Do you know what's sad? It's like me going to see the Wu-Tang. popular survey, like even though like for me Wu-Tang's this like legendary hip hop group and stuff. I was watching one of those things on YouTube where it was like, you know, kids try to guess who the artist is or whatever, or kids react to the 90s or something like that. And they were playing a bunch of Wu-Tang tracks and like nobody knew who they were because I guess they just like grew up listening to different hip hop and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was like so surprising. It was like one of the lowest ones. It was like 2% or something. It's like the only person who guessed was this girl who was like, oh, I love hip hop. I'm so into it. And like knew like all of like the older, like old school acts and stuff. But it's crazy to think that even Wu-Tang now is kind of like
I always
old school.
Respect
like,
that.
What the
like,
hell?
I mean, the thing is like we see this every day when we ask Twitch chat, you know, does anyone know this? And there will always be some fucker who like there was a thing Tom posted on his Twitter. He's been posting a dice of the day. And so Tom collects dice and he's got like a million really fucking weird dice. Like some of them have got like there's like a madness dice, for example, and it's got like different kinds of madness on it, and you roll it, and it's like, oh, your character now has schizophrenia, or he has, you know, some weird mid-mental illness, frozen, paralyzed.
It sounds
fear,
like a Cthulhu role-playing game dice.
It is, I think. Yeah. Anyway, he's got all these crazy dice, and he posted this one, and it was like a Star Wars dice from some Star Wars game. And of course, there's been about 25 different Star Wars board games in the last 25 years. There have been about 25 different, you know, Star Wars role-play games and 25 different Star Wars miniatures games, you know, and so there's this vast mess. And so Ben obviously has played almost all of them and was like, oh, I think it's from this. But then someone else on Twitter was like, no, Ben, it's from this. and it was like... damn, son. It always impresses me how some people have that like amazing knowledge. And I guess that's where I guess that was the idea behind like Pointless, you know, the TV show where I guess, you know, in that case, Sips, what you've created is a pointless answer. The Wu-Tang Clan
I mean, it's upsetting in some ways though, because they were so relevant, like when I was you know, a teenager and stuff, like you know, everybody knew who they were like this big hot, you know, amazing band and stuff. And to an extent, like if you're into hip-hop, like you most definitely will have heard of Wu-Tang or be really familiar with them. But for anybody outside of that sort of sphere, it's surprising like that they don't have any clue, you know what I mean? And also I was watching the same thing. It's one of those like rabbit holes you just end up going down on YouTube, but it was the same thing. It was like kids react to the 90s, and like they were playing like Smells Like Teen Spirit, they were playing like a bunch of like Guns N' Roses from Use Your Illusion and all that kind of stuff. And these are like 6-7-year-old kids, and the kids are like, oh yeah, I recognize this one. My dad listens to it in the car all the time. And I was like, oh no, like, that's not the way this music is meant to be referred to. Like, this is, it was like cutting edge music at the time, you know, like it made me feel pretty old, but it was nice to see people's like reaction to stuff that I love, you know, like it was, I guess that's like the point of the whole show or whatever, but it was really good.
Yeah, sure. I mean, absolutely. Like,
so then it was Lenny Henry, then it was Sue Perkins, so then it was Gabrielle, and I guessed it was Gabrielle.
Gabrielle was like,
she always wore her hair over one half of her face, right?
Yeah.
So
I thought that was because she only had one eye.
No,
or something.
Apparently it's because she has a really bad lazy eye.
Oh.
That's what I read, and
it's because she actually has ptosis, which is the droopy eyelid, which you know that famous black actor has, who looks like he's sleepy all
Forrest
the time.
Whitaker.
Forrest Whitaker.
Forrest.
It's kind of but he really owns it. Like, he really looks kind of good.
Yeah.
Good.
I just think it's awful,
like,
that she still feels the need to hide it. It's she must feel so self-conscious. It's a shame.
I think it's different for women, isn't it, though? Because they're held to such a high standard, and it's so,
it's,
you know,
just
if
awful.
You're in the line, if you're
awful.
In the public eye, you have to be perfect.
In the public
so
eye, very
tough.
Good, Lewis. Making
oh,
fun.
Oh, sorry. I did not intend.
Oh my God, Lewis, that is so fucking insensitive. You are such a
Oh Christ. So have you been? This is very. I mean, there are like 4 seasons of the American version. Of the Marks.
Yes,
Marks
now.
Yeah,
right.
This is originally a very popular Korean show.
Yeah,
right?
Right.
So get this, all right? So let's look at The Masked Singer season by season. I watched some of the reveals. Here are the season one of The Masked Singer.
Of America.
Yeah. So these are the people. Antonio Brown. I do know him because I follow the NFL. Okay, so Antonio Brown's a really, really,
really,
really good NFL.
Sure, and maybe Americans know who he is.
Tommy Chong, who I don't know who Tommy Chong is.
No.
Cheech and Chong. You
is
remember
that
Cheech and Chong?
Oh, from Cheech and
Chong.
Okay,
yeah,
I do
know
him.
Who that is.
Terry Bradshaw, who was an NFL Hall of Famer. I don't recognize his name. Margaret Cho, I vaguely recognize the name. Apparently she was a stand-up. Tori Spelling.
Tori Spelling is from 90210, right?
90210.
Yeah.
Ricky Lake. Ricky Lake, of course.
Oh my God, everyone remembers Ricky Lake.
LaToya Jackson.
Yeah,
so one of the Jacksons.
This is a who's who of the 90s,
again, this
isn't
is a big
it?
Who's
really
who of the
is.
90s, yeah.
Right, well,
it's like,
it gets
it's
worse.
Like they,
it gets
it's
worse.
Like they went to a history of the 90s and they were like, what are they
doing
today?
All they
got to
get is
let's
like
see if we can dig them up.
Springer on there and Judge Joe Brown and like
Just you wait. Just you wait. Rumor Willis, who is, so I can tell, is Bruce Willis's daughter. That's
yeah, Bruce Willis and Demi
it.
Moore's daughter.
Joey Fat One or Joey Fatone,
oh dear,
who was in NSYNC,
okay,
who is now kind of a chubby bearded American looking lad.
Yeah.
Gladys Knight.
Yeah.
Who was like, you know, famous soul singer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Empress of Soul.
Who do you think
her.
Came in second? Donny fucking Osmond.
No
Donny
fucking way.
Osmond,
he's still
yeah.
going. Jesus Christ.
But the winner was T-Pain. T-Pain won.
T-Pain.
T-Pain.
What?
Nice.
I thought that was
doesn't
funny.
He, for isn't T-Pain? He just an auto-tune robot?
I don't know how he won it, but... So Ninja, the streamer, was on season 2 of the American version of Masked Singer. He went
You're
out
no
He went
joking.
Out in week 2, but yes, he was there.
Okay, that's one where I think, like, maybe there's enough, like mass media crossover, but I think for the average person watching that show, I don't know if they would really know who he was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that
I mean,
would have been
is,
that would have been when he
is...
was on... First on Twitch, right? And getting big on Fortnite?
No. This season 2 This was only a few years ago.
Is this more recent?
Ago.
This is after
he left. This
is
only a couple of years ago, I think. I mean, either way, didn't he do streaming with, like, LeBron or something like that?
Drake. Like, he did a stream with Drake once, yeah.
So, yeah, I think Ninja's fairly well.
I'm looking at this list, and it's reminding me of, like, a Humble Bundle, right? It's like... it's like nine people I don't recognize that I'm sure they're fine, and then they've done something point, and then a couple of, oh, Kelly Osbourne. Heard of her.
Right. Layla Ali is Muhammad Ali's daughter.
Yeah.
Dr. Drew Pinsky, who apparently, I guess if you're American, he's well known. Paul Schaefer, who was, of course, in the E Street Band, and he's Letterman's band leader.
Letterman, yeah.
Sherry Shepherd, I don't know who she is.
Yeah, this is when they started going downhill, obviously, because
Raven Simone.
I don't recognize a lot of these.
I don't know. Kelly Osbourne, of course, we know. Patti LaBelle, very famous singer.
Patti LaBelle, yeah.
Michelle Williams, who I think was in Destiny's Child. Anna Gasteyer, who you'd recognize her. She's been in loads of Will Ferrell movies.
Right.
Victor Oladipo,
you know,
who's a basketball player.
I don't know if you get... It's like a package. It's like, you know how you get a six-pack of Coke, right?
Right.
You know, are all of those members of that boy band all celebrities? I feel like no.
No, no.
Do you know what I mean?
And I mean, right. it's like over here when they have Ed Balls on something. It's like, okay. Like, you know, it would be cool if, like, the Masked Singer was actual people who are known for singing or music or whatever, and maybe not
Well,
Ed
I know
Balls.
That they are, obviously,
well, some of them
in
are.
A band.
We've
some
got,
of them
I just don't
are, yeah.
feel like...
Singer,
like,
singer,
I'd,
singer,
I'd,
singer,
I would
singer.
Prefer it if, like, all of them. You know, I think it'd be easier to play the game, play along with the game.
I just feel like it's like a big value pack. Like when you do S Club 7, you got like seven fucking singers there. And so you have to now have seven new celebrities added. And
I only
like, it
know
just bulks out all these things with crappy non-celebrities.
And even then it's like, he looks, have you seen S Club 7 recently? Like you can't even recognize them. Like,
but yeah. I'm just saying, if I told you that Paul from S Club 7 was in the fucking American version of Voice, you'd be like,
oh no,
I don't
fucking
know who
chance.
He is.
I wouldn't
you know
even
that's
be
like,
able
what?
To. It's
that's,
the same with the guy from NSYNC. Like, unless you were big into them. Like, man, I used to listen to New Kids on the Block and I couldn't tell you who any of them were now. Like, I remember maybe one of them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just...
Exactly. I just feel it's like a cheap way to source of inverted commas celebrity.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, it's part of the fun in this. Part of the fun in this of not just having singers is that these people can sing. Like, you'll hear, like, for instance, I didn't know that Sue Perkins could sing. She sings beautifully.
Right.
But she's really scared of singing publicly. So singing behind the mask, she said, like, meant that she could sing. But she was really, really good. It's a bit like when you go to do karaoke and you hear your friend singing, you're like, oh, shit. Like, I didn't know you could sing. Because a lot of people just don't sing in front of other people. It's kind of a scary thing for a lot of people. So they kind of conceal it. So it is a lot of fun to see these people. Like, for instance, the winner of this season, season two, was Wayne Brady.
Yeah, Wayne Brady.
We love Wayne Brady. Yeah. But we knew he could sing, though, because he whacks out on Whose Line Is It Anyway all the time.
So then it gets a bit nutty in season three. All right. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
This is where it gets
Is this when the ratings were dropping?
No. Mark Singer is huge.
This is like the apex
dude.
Of the series, probably.
Mark Singer is huge.
Lil Wayne was first. Sure.
First out.
Wow.
Drew Carey.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
this blows
That's
my mind.
That's gotta be bad. Right. So poor fucking Drew Carey goes out first after fucking Wayne Brady wins
right,
it.
Right, right. Out third, Chaka Khan. Went out fourth, Tony Hawk.
Okay.
Went out in fourth.
Oh my God.
Okay. 90s tick.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Dionne Warwick. So she was famous in like the fucking 60s, I think, Dionne Warwick.
Yeah.
Then there's a guy called Tom Bergeron who did, he posted America's Funniest Home Videos. So this is really dredging.
Wait,
this
is like post Bob Saget?
This is like up to
2015. Is he like out a Jeremy Beadle or like a fucking Dennis
Norden?
Yeah,
basically that would be like getting Jeremy Beadle on. So how about this one? Dressed as a Bear, went out in week, I think, 8. Sarah Palin was on the fucking show.
Oh my God, okay.
I know. Then Bella Thorne, who's an actress and a few things, like, I don't know her. JoJo Siwa, an American YouTuber. I don't know her.
No.
Rob Gronkowski, the Gronk, a tight end. He's a famous, famous football player.
What is a tight end?
He's like a...
Remember your time in the cadets?
So the tight end is like, he's big enough to... He's an offensive player. He's not a defensive player. He's an offensive player. He's big enough that he can act as a lineman, but he can also act as a runner or a receiver. So he's like an extra option for the quarterback. He's like a big lad. They're almost always big lads. And you can use them in a variety of different plays. They're very useful. And a really good tight end can really tie an offense together. Any Americans out there agree with me? I don't know.
Wow, that actually makes American football sound like an actual game.
Oh, you are just sucking. There,
as opposed
you
to
are dead just... when, next time I see you, buddy.
It is an interesting game for sure. But if you haven't sort of like grown up around it, or you know what I mean, like it's a big cultural thing in North America. Like it's on TV all the time, whatever. But
it's huge.
If you're from another country, it'd be like trying to explain to somebody in America like cricket or something. You know what I mean? It's just like they're never gonna.
It's
get
like
it.
One of those national obsessions, I think.
Yeah,
I think it's one of those things stuck around with you because you'd spent like 10 years in America.
No, I wasn't into American football when I was in the States. I was a baseball fan, which is why I still love baseball.
But like when you're growing up, it's like certainly like for me, like probably when I was sort of, from 10 to 14, it was like the sports craze years, you know, like everybody would come to school and talk about like the games that were on and what your favorite team was. And we'd watch like all of them. So like hockey, baseball, American football, basketball, everything. And there was like seasons overlapping with each other leading up to like big championship finals and stuff.
So now it gets tricky. All right, because then we've got Bret Michaels, the lead singer of Poison, and I recognize the name, but I wouldn't know who he is. Then Hunter Hayes, not heard of him.
No.
Jackie Evancho, I've not heard of her.
No.
Barry Zito, a former major league pitcher, I hadn't heard of him. A rapper called Bow Wow.
Bow Wow.
Jess McCartney. Who I also don't know, and then Candy Burris, which vaguely rings a bell, but I don't know.
Right, so like seven or eight people that you've definitely heard of and you know, and then a padded out roster of.
But
people
those
never
people
heard
are
of.
Probably famous in America.
Sure,
they might just have absolutely no sort of presence over here.
Yeah.
Much like Patsy Kensit, for example, not Patsy Kensit. Kensit from EastEnders. Patsy Palmer. If most British people, especially over 30, know exactly who that is.
It works both ways for sure.
There must be like a cutoff for like I think like for like exasperation, right? When you see someone who's famous, you can always get away with saying, "Oh, they're in this band that you've heard of," right? It's like, "Oh, it's Joe Boynes," and "Oh, where's he from?" "Oh, he's from Big Boys on the Street." "Oh, yeah, I know Big Boys on the Street. They're a great rap group."
But you could never even remember who that was, like
exactly.
You know.
But you've heard of the band, so you're like, okay, or you've heard of the football team, so you're like, okay, right? Oh, I've heard of the 49ers. Yeah, Jimmy Montana. He was a great player back in the day, right?
There's Jimmy Montana.
I'm just saying, like, there must be some, a little bit like earlier when people had no pointless answers, right? Obviously, someone in the audience is going to know who these people are, right? And they'll be famous to them, and other people aren't going to be, right? So you have to kind of pitch it down the middle where the most people know most of the people, right? And it's kind of this weird guessing game because also they've only got a limited budget to pay these people, right?
I don't know, dude. This show is huge.
Yeah.
Like it, but you know, this show is very big. I mean, it's amazing that they get this many celebrities, really, right? I mean, it's like, it's pretty nuts.
These, especially shows that have only been running for a couple of seasons, that's like the still sort of like ground floor territory, right? That's when it's when a show's been going for like 8-9 seasons, that's when it really starts to drop off, right? Nobody's interested in doing it anymore
because
it's old
now,
hat,
right?
Or it's embarrassing or too embarrassing because it's been around too long, sort of
thing. So get this. This lineup is really going to solidify our point, okay? That a lot of these people are people that in the UK we wouldn't know. But then a name will pop up where you think, oh, wow, I know that name. And it's like, it'll be an older name, right? So Busta Rhymes went out week one.
Wow.
So in week two, Mickey Rourke was on the show.
Fuck.
Mickey Rourke went out, but here's the addendum to why
he
went out.
Why is
Rourke,
he famous? I've forgotten.
Rourke. Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke
is an
actor, right?
Completing his performance in costume and while being interviewed by the host, he complained about how hot it was in the costume and just took his mask off before the judges could vote on who was going to go out, thereby eliminating himself from the competition.
Oh my god!
What a fucking idiot! That's Mickey Rourke for you. Then a guy called Brian Austin Green, who was apparently also on 90210.
Yeah, Brian Austin Green, I know, yeah.
Mark Sanchez, who, fuck you, Mark Sanchez, Jets quarterback. He was bloody abysmal. He's retired, thank God. Wendy Williams. Yeah. Talk show host. I don't recognize that.
I think Wendy Williams has had lots of controversy around being not like a great. I think this is the same person. I'm not super familiar, but I think there's a story about. I think Wendy Williams is the same talk show host that leaked Method Man's wife had cancer.
Yes, that was her.
He was like really vocally beefing with her everywhere, calling her like a stupid twat.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That is exactly right. Bob Saget.
Killed a girl in 1990. Oh, do you remember that for fucking old... That's what I think of when I hear that.
Who?
The Gilbert Gottfried joke about how... Bob Saget. Anyway, sorry, carry on.
Clint Black, who looks like a... Gilbert
Gottfried was fucking so funny. His goddamn voice.
He roasted him.
Yeah. Oh, fuck me. Have you seen him on Norm as well when he's on Norm McDonald? He's so fucking funny. It's insane.
I love Norm. What's happened to Norm lately?
Norm is just still going, man. He's still like
tweeting. He has a Netflix
series. He's got a podcast and stuff. Like, he's, you know, everybody's on lockdown.
He did his show, which is like a podcast, but he did it in a studio. So it was like a podcast, but on camera, right? And he would get a different comedy guest on each week. And he would, my favorite part of the show was they write some jokes and he reads some, he gets the guest to read some. And some of them are unbelievable.
Some of them are unbelievable, but the jokes are terrible. But the people's reactions reading them or like, you know, delivering them, is priceless. Like, there's so many clips of it on YouTube and stuff. They're
such Norm McDonald jokes. Really are.
Yeah, they're jokes that depend entirely on his perfect timing and delivery.
Yes, the Norm delivery.
He's so fucking funny, man. Like, I've like cried laughing listening to that guy. He's so fucking funny. I just can't believe it. Yeah. Yeah.
So who else?
I didn't think you wanted to know.
Bob Saget was the last one you said.
Okay, so Lisa Hartman Black, who I don't recognize that name at all. Clint Black, who was a country western singer, I don't know him. Lonzo Ball, an NBA player.
Lonzo Ball
him.
Was NBA player, yeah.
Dr. Elvis Francois, an American orthopedic surgeon and amateur singer, known for making inspirational viral videos of his singer before and during COVID-19.
Wow, he seems like the worst one.
Yeah. Well, he did quite well. Paul Anka, a very old
Paul
singer.
Anka, yeah.
Taylor Dane, an actress. I don't recognize. She sang some songs.
Oh,
Chloe Kim,
bad.
An Olympic gold medalist. She won Olympic snowboarding gold.
Right.
I don't recognize her. Tori Kelly, no idea.
Oh.
Nick Carter.
Nick Carter
no
is
idea.
Like a boy
Backstreet
band guy, right?
Boys. Backstreet Boys, apparently.
Backstreet Boys,
he was like a teen idol, I think.
Aloe Black. I don't recognize him as well.
Was it Aaron Carter? Nick Carter and Aaron Carter had like some weird thing where Aaron Carter threatened to like kill his wife or something.
Oh, really?
And
then
like...
Leanne Rimes won it. So,
oh, right. Okay.
Nick Carter. Legal issues? Leanne Rimes. Personal life?
She's good.
Yeah, look,
she's
yeah, look
talented.
It up. Aaron Carter, I think one of them like went off the fucking edge or something and just like is kind of...
Oh. In September, Carter was granted a temporary restraining order against his younger brother, Aaron, after alleging he threatened to kill his then pregnant wife.
Yes. Yeah.
Jesus.
But he's like apparently just like, I mean, it doesn't mean anything, but like because he just had this like clean, you know, boy band image, but now he's just like covered in tats and he just looks like he's like a fucking heavy class A drug user and stuff. It's pretty
wow.
Fun.
Yeah, yeah. And then Leanne Rimes won it. So, but there are a lot more singers. And
yes.
See, this is the thing. It's just singers the last few weeks. Oh God. So in week 10 of this show, they just go blam, blam, blam. They knock three people out. They have a lot more people on the American one. Americans, aren't they? You got to have more and more of everything.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah, they tend to like the last couple of episodes, they just get rid of everyone really quick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's a good idea because otherwise you end up having like three or four episodes where there's like two people and it's quite a different show when you go from 11 to two or whatever.
Another one that was like kind of okay-ish, like we used to watch it every once in a while. Not so much anymore, but like a couple of years ago when it first came out was The Voice. Remember that one with it's got Will I Am and Tom Jones, and it had dude from Savage Garden, and they had what's her face, singer from America.
It's like your grandpa.
No, yeah, no. It was interesting. It was okay. But it was people from the public, right? But it wasn't like Pop Idol or American Idol or whatever. They didn't do like the cringe ones, you know, like the where the people were just like, you know, where they're making fun of them or whatever. It was like at the point where the show was going, like the judges had to like create teams of people. So they would like turn around, like they couldn't see the person. They'd hear them sing. And then if they like what they heard, they'd turn around and then see the person and then try to like convince them to join their team or whatever. Mm. And it was like, it was all right. It was pretty interesting, but like, I wouldn't watch season after season after season of it. But like, you know, for like complete randoms, like, you know, from the public, there were some people that were like really talented. It was pretty crazy actually. But I don't know if any of them have gone on to like do Christmas singles or anything like that. I feel like that's all done now, right? Like your Gareth Gates and all that kind of stuff.
There's still a sort of cultural, traditional kind of attraction to it, though, a nostalgic sort of vibe on these things that people are hard to get rid of. You know, it's comforting and familiar to see a thing about the Christmas last number really one, big, even if it's irrelevant.
The really last big breakaway, like, off one of those talent shows. It's like, for me, I feel like it's like Susan Boyle, but like maybe there's been others since.
No way, man. There's been loads.
You're absolutely right. Like in my consciousness, that's the last one I can't think of anyone
post her that's gone on to like, you know, make it even like somewhat big. Like Susan Boyle, like did pretty well. Like, I mean, you know, she's, people recognize the name at least. Like,
well, yeah,
I
think, but I think because there was she was time. Minging, that's why. Like, she was minging, and people were like, "Oh my god, ugly people can sing!" Like, that was the whole.
Yeah, sure, but like, I can't think of anybody
honestly,
who's
she wasn't even that fucking
done
good.
Well off the back
Fuck
of one of those
Suzanne
shows since.
Boyle. Ollie Murs did pretty fucking well for himself.
Was he after Susan Boyle or before though?
Way after.
See, here's the thing about Ollie Murs. He's someone I've heard of, but didn't realize he came from a reality TV show. Do you know what I mean? In a sense, like,
he came second in the sixth series of The X Factor in 2009.
Sure.
I was like, do you guys like that? Do you guys like Ramesh Ranganathan, the comedian?
He's all right.
He's got
not really. No,
tons
I think he's
of
a bit
BBC
of an asshole.
Shows now and stuff.
No,
I mean,
like
he's pretty
him.
Funny, but his show,
it's just a bit miserable.
Ranganathan, he is a miserable bastard.
It's fucking funny though, man.
But I can relate to that.
Yeah, he's very funny. His show's back. Like last week, it was the first episode of it.
I can't help but feel the thing is. I can't help but feel that he puts on that misery, you know, like,
well,
he's
I'm
really
sure he does
working hard
bit.
To
he's
like,
got like three
look
kids
miserable.
And stuff, like, I don't know.
Well,
I think he's actually
miserable.
I think he's actually a probably very happy, funny, happy guy, but his online, he's like, I could just see through the facade of misery, and he's actually really bubbly and happy behind it.
Well, anyway,
that annoys me.
His show came back, and I watched it last week. I wouldn't make a point to watch that show. It was just on, and I just happened to be watching it, but he had, Jack D was one of his guests, and Jack D is a little bit older.
A very similar
than he was.
Comedy personality.
Yeah, yeah, but he's still really Ramesh. Fucking funny. Like, he made me laugh like multiple times, which I was surprised at because, you know, like, I feel like Jack D, Lee Evans, like all these guys from the sort of same era, it feels like you could lump them all together and just say like, ah, they used to be funny, but like maybe they're not anymore, or maybe they still are. I don't know. I don't keep track, but I was just
these
surprised that Jack
Some
D
these,
was still
these
very
guys
funny.
Have always been funny fucking guys. Yeah. I love them. Yeah. I love all the old guys, like Vic and Bob Bob and the thingy go fishing. You've seen that.
Bob Mortimer and Vic.
The White
Vic
House. Yeah.
No, it's not Vic Reeves.
Oh, it's
Paul Whitehouse.
Paul Whitehouse, that's right. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
Bob Mortimer and Vic Reeves was, Shooting Stars.
Yeah. They did loads of stuff.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
But yeah, they were great. And there's so many
Vic Reeves
great
sang the theme tune to Shaun the Sheep. As well, and played as the farmer in the first season as of Shaun the Sheep as
yeah.
well.
Really,
some trivia there for you.
That's the kind of thing you would know as a dad.
Pointless trivia.
Anyway, I hope everyone is doing all right. I read today that this morning I read that this second sort of lockdown that we're all enduring has been much more difficult than last year. Mm. And I think last year the lockdown was this kind of new thing. And it was sort of interesting and different in a way because, and it was like, it was, and I think a lot of people dealt with it in different ways, But now I think everyone's really fucking sick of it and bored of it.
Yeah.
And I think that I read today that sort of over 30% of adults of our sort of age group have signs of depression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, I don't know what it is. It's kind of like apathy and like listlessness and like things like just feeling not tired, but like just a bit like, just like,
I think we expected shit to be better by now. Generally.
And so, you know, I think do take care of yourselves out there. Look after your mental health, especially when it's so fucking cold. It reminds me of like being in a fucking school field in my shorts, like,
yeah.
You know, in
well, this,
the middle of
this
winter
seems like a natural time to be stuck inside when the weather's like this. But because we've been stuck inside for so long.
Yeah. So
it loses the novelty.
I'm going to wrap up warm and I'm going to go for a walk around and get some fresh air.
And don't let your hands get cold like mine did. And don't wear shorts if you can help it. I know I do.
Try not
but
to.
But you shouldn't wear shorts out in this weather. It's way too cold.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Love you lots.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Cool, wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Hol dir dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer.